This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. After a 13-hour-long meeting, state lawmakers voted to move a reproductive rights bill out of committee yesterday. The Reproductive Health Equity Act would ensure access to reproductive health care, including abortion and contraception. It would also prohibit state and local governments from interfering with reproductive health care. The bill will now head to the House floor for a first reading. Crime across the state is up in most categories. That's according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigations. Now, policymakers are trying to figure out why. Here's CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry.
I think anyone who says they know the exact answer of why crime rates rise and fall doesn't know how complex this is. And we can say that over the last few years, the fabric of society really changed, right? You know, schools closed, mental health drug treatment facilities went to remote. Lots of people lost their jobs. Lots of people were economically struggling. You know, jail populations fell in the name of public health safety. There just was this massive change in almost every component of life. And I think most people would say that had to have played some role.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. This is CPR News and KRCC.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. Russia's battle for Ukraine is bogged down and hitting tougher than expected resistance from Ukrainian forces. But Vladimir Putin could put more firepower into the war. We'll hear from a retired U.S. Army Brigadier General who will consider Russia's next move. That's next time on Here and Now.
Here and Now is coming up in the next hour. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. It's 11:06.